Okay. Dwight Homer's going to read some things. He's going to read one thing. And then if anyone else has decided that they have something, you can.
As some of you may know, Arthur and myself and Lee Roth and some of the musicians you heard tonight kind of played around town a good bit, and we had a lot of fun together. And about 2 years ago, I had the privilege of being with Arthur and Lee Roth down at a place called Burkhart's Oyster Bar down on South Broadway. And we kind of cut the fool there for a while. And that was sort of the background for this poem I'm going to read. It's called Saxophones for Arthur Brown. And it's a little background. There's a couple of characters in here. There's a saxophone player and there's a vibraharp player. But it's an invocation to the saxophone player to play. Count, I flicker behind a blaze of mallets. Listen for the top of the bar you intend to swing on. Hold back the beat for the pleasure of overtaking it. Forget the tune in your fingers and let the horn do the talking. You yourself are nothing. A mere bridge breath intends to burn. Your voice is tribe, is children, is all who went before, who tell, who shout, who cry blues, who cry sing, who cry the black generations, who cry brother dead in prime, who cry the kernel of his soul cracked and waiting on trumpets, who cry the season of the change that came over him, who cry backbeat, who cry hustle in a minor key, who cry squeezed street smart in the bell of a horn whose intervals range the hungry heart that spread itself too thin, yet drove the angels from their bliss for a taste of its love. Cry for its going and bring that music down. Tear it from the angels and bring that music down. Blow it here in this bent brown river city. Blow deaf out of its ears. Blow hot, blow sad and loud. Blow so he can hear. Be like a trumpet in the morning. Can't nobody touch his clothes.